Last week, Tampa Bay Area House Republican Trey Trevisiassa stunned the Florida political world when he announced that he would not run for re-election in November. The Hillsborough County Republican Party scrambled to find a new candidate and ultimately selected Trevisiassa's 26-year-old legislative aide, Rachel Burgeon, who does not even live in the district currently, which is a part of South Tampa and large parts of eastern Hillsborough County. Democrats should have been ready to pounce. But instead, they're seemingly stuck with a candidate named Louis Ariccia, who has never run for office and refuses to respond to media inquiries. Bob Buckhorn is a former Tampa City councilman and now a political analyst for Bay News 9.
It's incumbent upon the Democrats to find somebody to run. The current Mr. Ariccia is not a Democrat, is not capable of running an adequate campaign, and the Democratic Party ought to find a way to remove him from the ballot. But that being said, that's up to the lawyer at this point.
Democrats were speculating about replacing Ariccia last week after Trevisiassa quit the race. But they potentially have even more ammunition now, with a revelation in today's Tampa Tribune that Ariccia was not a registered Democrat when he qualified to run in the race. Michael Steinberg is the chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee. He said that in a similar scenario 15 years ago, a division of elections attorney opined that a candidate has to be a registered member of the party they are running for at the time that they qualify. But he says that's not a defined law.
You know, I can't tell you what the answer is, but what someone could do, somebody who's a registered voter in that district, could file a complaint for declaratory relief and injunctive relief in the Circuit Court of Leon County, where the Secretary of State is located, asking a Circuit Court judge to declare whether he is a qualified candidate as a Democrat. If the judge declares that he is not, then we could seek to replace him, you know, substitute another candidate in his place. But someone would have to do that. As it stands right now, he's our candidate.
In recent years, the Hillsborough County Democratic Party has been dominated by the Republicans. On the county commission, for example, there are 6 Republicans to 1 lone Democrat, Kevin White. But just as the GOP's brand has been tarnished by the unpopularity of President Bush over the last few years, Democrats in the county have been feeling emboldened of late that they can reverse their fortunes in the county. In some races, they have not fielded candidates, or in the case of House District 56, however, only token opposition in the form of Louis Ariccia. Hillsborough County Democratic Chair Michael Steinberg admits that the party did not consider the seat competitive before Trevisiassa's departure. But he says 26-year-old Rachel Burgeon is not ready for prime time.
I just don't think that she's ready, you know, for that position. I've met her before when Brian Blair, when she worked for Brian Blair, I spoke with him about issues pertaining to the health care advisory board and our indigent health care plan, and she was sitting in on the meeting, and very nice lady, very pleasant person. I just don't think she's ready to take over. Now, we have people who are ready to take over, people who have been studying issues, people who are experienced in political affairs that I think are better qualified and could do a better job. So yeah, I think it's a winnable race at this point.
But that's only if the Democrats can come up with a viable candidate to replace Ariccia. Environmental activist Mariella Smith was one name mentioned by the Tampa Tribune. But Smith told WMNF today that she does not live in the district, and if she was interested in running, she wouldn't wait until this late hour. Former Tampa City Councilman Bob Buckhorn does live in the district and says he was solicited by Hillsborough Democrats to contend for the seat, but he says he has no desire to run for the House at this time. Buckhorn says he understands local Democrats' reluctance to invest too much into the race when Trevisiassa's re-election was considered guaranteed, but now he says the Democrats cannot afford to be passive.
Now, in an open seat with the right, in a year when Senator Obama, in all likelihood, is likely to have coattails, even though that district skews Republican, and in a normal year would be a tough race for a Democrat to win, a conservative pro-business Democrat with some name recognition could win that seat, given how weak Republican candidate is.